The same distance he hit from in the Super Bowl to set a short-lived record.
Love him.
To make it a two-score game. Moody, it is no good.
This is Adam Amin from Fox Sports. 49ers get beat yesterday, 27-24. And there's a lot to talk about, sure.
Yeah, real quick, Stoney, how were you feeling? I don't know why I say that real quick. How were you feeling at halftime? Like, I felt like that game was 24-0, or it should have been. It wasn't, but 14-7, I felt like, damn, the Rams are. Like, my eyes were telling me I'm watching a blowout. You know, Stafford couldn't do diddly squat. But the Niners didn't take advantage of their opportunities, and they were gashing them, but they couldn't get the ball in the end zone. Like, were you saying, oh my gosh? Like, if I'm a Niner fan, I wasn't feeling too comfortable.
14-7, I think I was thinking what everybody was thinking, and that is they probably should be up more. Right. But they got a hold on the first series. Then they score to go up 21-7, and you're starting to feel pretty good again. Problem
Purdy's
is
looking
right
great. Jennings looking great.
Problem is you go up 21-7 and then you give up a 48-yard pass interference call, and now all of a sudden they're down at your end of the field without doing any work. Mm-hmm. You know, that play was a killer. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Palo Alto. Hey, Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
Talk to us.
You know, man, so... Look, I'm not surprised whatsoever, and I'm really not trying to oversimplify this, but, I mean, this is what happens when you have a disaster of a training camp with ugly public contract disputes. And, I mean, coming off the Super Bowl loss combined with this terrible training camp, I'm really not surprised. And everyone was feeling themselves after, you know, Jake Moody kicked 123 field goals in week one. But, I mean, come on now. And I'll say this. I wasn't expecting the defense to be this bad, but the writing was on the wall this summer for me. And Ronnie Bell, by the way, he should never touch another blade of grass again. I mean, he's terrible. That's all I got, guys.
Appreciate the call, Michael.
Yeah, and I think that's fair to whatever adjective comes to your mind about the Niner defense under Nick Sorensen through three games. Steiny, like, I'm worried for him. There are, you know, I thought Armstead, addition by subtraction. I told you what I thought about with Greenlaw, but, man, the secondary and the inability to get home and cause ruckus up front with Bosa. And I know Hargrave got a sack. I know he left the game. Something about, I don't know if you heard Kyle at the podium in regard to Hargrave as I bash him. I know he had a sack, Steiny, but they were talking about a peck. So hopefully he's not out, but... This defense looks porous right now through three games. They don't look physical. They don't look menacing. They look like you can – and then I'm like, Hufanga's back. It's all good. No, Goo. I'm not saying he didn't help, but,
They got a – we got a super chat here from Bill M.
Okay.
And it's on the YouTube chat, $5. Steiny's absolutely right. 3 minutes left and Kyle throws three straight passes and took 16 seconds off the clock. Yeah. Run the ball. Yeah.
But one of those passes, Bell catches it. Nothing to see here.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I can't blame Kyle for that. I can't blame Kyle for DBs. If I'm New England just coming into the game, Steiny, I'm going to test the Niner secondary D. Why not?
Because you can run on them too.
Well, that is, wow, man.
Don't overlook the Patriots. They had a long, they had a long week.
Pockets on
they
hurt.
Played on Thursday.
Pockets on hurt.
Let's go to Rafi in Berkeley. What's up, Rafi? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. How you doing today?
All right.
Just one thought and then one question.
All right.
My thought is that, you know, kind of every time I think people come down Kyle's road, a very common response on this particular radio station is a lot of defensiveness. Is who would you rather have right now as a head coach? And if we fired Kyle tomorrow, there'd be 30 teams waiting to pick him up. And that's all fine and good, but I do think that it's kind of a perspective that really abdicates the responsibility that in the NFL, it starts with your head coach. And I feel that it starts with your quarterback, but I mean, on the field, but as a whole, I do think that, you know, as we kind of see these lapses, especially in the fourth quarter, especially with kind of odd choices about passing and running splits, like, I do think we need to start interrogating Kyle a little bit harder, and not in the fire Kyle right now kind of perspective, but also just really in the what is going on here, and is he equipped to really manage every aspect of this program at his age? And then the question I have for you is, I'd love to hear your commentary on the real impact of all this attrition from the Niners coaching and coordinator staffs over the last couple of years. You know, you've got Saleh leaving, you've got DeMeco Ryans leaving, you've got all kinds of assistants leaving. And I think it's really gutting the team. And I think that not enough attention is paid to the, again, on the coaching side, to how much of the brain trust we're really losing. And that's I think that's harder to replace than a defensive end.
Interesting.
And I'll take your thoughts off the air, guys.
No, it's an interesting thought. I mean, they've gone through defensive coordinators for sure.
Two of them got head coaches jobs, and their jobs that they did. Go ahead, Stan. They were positive.
Yeah, and so.
You brought in Wilkes. You should have known better. Then you bring in Sorensen in-house. So right now, this is on Kyle, to that caller's points. Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame coaches getting head coaching promotions.
Right.
But it does take a toll. It absolutely takes a toll.
But we can't question the hire.
Like, why not?
Steve Wilkes, you guys should have known he wasn't a fit, right? But some people still feel like he was the fall guy. He was okay.
Maybe he was.
But when it was all said and done, he was one and done, Calipari. So that means that was a bad hire.
Well, maybe Sorensen's a worse hire. It's possible.
Or has the talent around him eroded?
I don't know. To the 49ers, I was listening to somebody. I was listening to Shasky this morning. And, you know, he was talking about the team's personnel. And now I'm starting to hear stuff like, well, maybe they're not good enough. Well, what happened to this team being the most talented team in football? What are we talking about? We're talking about personnel, and I get they were missing three of their big boys on offense, but defense, the only guy they're missing is who? Greenlaw?
I mean, that's big,
point?
Yeah.
So,
what about Armstead to stop the run?
He's not coming back. So,
but do you miss him? I would think you could say yes to that right now.
I mean, it's easy to say yes to it right now.
You weren't supposed to, but you are.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, it was such a horrible game. I thought we had that game won up by 10. It's
you
like,
did.
Come on, pass rush, get home, man. Yep. Nick Bosa's early in the season. You shouldn't be tired at all whatsoever. You know, and, of course, I expected Moody to make that kick. I know it's 55-yarder, but he's still got a strong leg. That's why he was drafted early. But you got to keep everything in front of you, man. You can't be having Stafford just, you know, throwing that ball. And Juwan Jennings, he was freaking amazing. I haven't saw a Niner receiver play like that from a physicality, dominant standpoint since T.O., you know what I'm saying? He had a TO game, and it was spoiled by that, man. Brock Purdy was running and throwing. You know, we got Jordan Mason, baby Marshawn Lynch. Kyle Shanahan should have been running him like crazy, man. But I'm so damn mad right now. But it's early in the season, and I'm not really concerned. So, but at the same time, I'm still pissed off.
Fair.
Yeah.
Antonio is usually in a good
mood.
Remember,
he called Friday like that was the mattress bet. No way the Lambs win this game.
This is Kyle Shanahan on the opportunities squandered.
I thought we had every chance to win that game. Also, we had a number of times in the game we had opportunities to run away with it, especially early in the game, having that 14-point lead, and they hadn't really moved the ball on our D and starting with that fake punt. I think after that, you know, I feel like he went like 8 of his next 10 or something like that, so that got him back in the game. There at the end, we want to go in and score on that drive, obviously a touchdown. We end up getting a field goal. I believe it made it 2 scores, but then they went right down and answered with a field goal. I thought we had a chance to make it a 2-score game. We ended up missing that field goal, and then I think they got a bomb where they went down there right away. Didn't even make him really work for it. They got a big chunk, got behind our defense too much today, gave them some easy ones in that way, and you saw what happened then.
Kyle Shanahan on all the opportunities the 49ers let get away from them yesterday, and they ended up losing to the L.A. Rams 27-24.
Yeah. I mean, Stoney, they dominated the first quarter. You're up 14-0. I think the message was sent. I know I got it. Like, nothing to see here. This is going to be 35-7, and after that, I guess the wheels just fall off. So it is kind of just puzzling at how you know, from a statistical standpoint, you could dominate the Rams, but not, you know, muster up as much as you should. You left chicken meat on the bone. How about that?